Each year, the Las Vegas Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, is the place to be for examples of the latest developments in technology. The show this year is no different. So we have put together a list of some of the most interesting new products from CES 2018. Some people might remember Sony Corporation's first AIBO robot. The mechanical dog was launched in 1999. It was considered revolutionary at the time, but the company eventually stopped producing it. But the AIBO robot was brought back for CES 2018. AIBO means companion in Japanese, and the newest robot dog is designed to be just that. Sony says AIBO can form emotional connections with individual family members and teach nurturing skills. It uses artificial intelligence, or AI, to react to touch and voice commands. AIBO communicates through body language, such as eye, ear, and tail movements, and voice sounds. Of all the televisions demonstrated at CES 2018, one of the most unusual is a huge model that can roll up like a newspaper. LG Display made a 162-centimeter long model. It is powered by the same OLED technology used in TVs. The company explains the technology can let users hide the display or lower it to different heights to change picture size.
Some major manufacturers also showed off TV models with new 8K technology, which nearly doubles the picture resolution of 4K. One of the companies is Samsung Group, which said its Q9S model uses AI to automatically bring lower quality video up to 8K. Samsung also launched a 371-centimeter micro-LED receiver called the Wall. Toyota Motor Corporation showed off its ePallet self-driving test vehicle at CES. The self-driving vehicle is designed to move both people and things. Toyota says it plans to provide the block-shaped electric cars to other companies, including Amazon, Pizza Hut, and Uber.
Chinese automaker Byton presented a new electric sport utility vehicle, or SUV, that can also drive itself. The company says the smart vehicle uses facial recognition technology to open the doors. The car is controlled from a large computer screen. Sensors continuously measure the driver's heart rate and blood pressure. China's Forward X Robotics demonstrated a four-wheeled travel bag that automatically follows its user around the airport. The smart bag uses cameras and AI to avoid crashes. The device can message the owner if it gets too far away or when the battery power gets low. The Feefish P3 by Kaisi is an underwater robot that can take photographs or send live video from depths of up to 100 meters. The camera, controlled by a device, captures 4K HD and uses powerful LED lighting.
Bellus 3D introduced a high-quality face scanning camera for mobile devices. The camera uses AI to create a 3D model of your face. The images can be shared or used to help a person find the right makeup products. Users can even create a realistic 3D face mask. At least two companies showed off smart underwear meant to improve the health of the person wearing it. Skin launched underclothing for men and women. These products can measure a person's heart rate, temperature, breathing, body fat, water intake, number of steps walked, and sleep history. Another company, Spartan, makes underwear for men that it says blocks up to 99% of radiation from wireless computer networking devices. CES has products covering people from head to feet, including special socks for people with diabetes. Siren Smart Socks measure foot temperature and warn the wearer when signs of injury develop.
The OrCam MyEye 2.0 device is made for blind people or those with limited eyesight. It is a smart camera about the size of a finger. The device can read out writing or print from any source. It is also equipped with AI tools to recognize faces, products, and money in real time. Also at CES 2018, French airbag maker Helit demonstrated wearable hip protectors for older people. The battery-powered system is worn as a belt just above the hips. When an individual is about to fall, sensors cause the side airbags to fill with air to help prevent broken bones. Beauty products manufacturer L'Oréal released two new products at the show. Each is designed to help inform individuals of ultraviolet or UV sun exposure. UV Sense is a small wearable sensor that can be worn for up to 2 weeks on the end of a finger. The sensor links up with mobile devices to provide warnings about too much sun.
R-Per is a French company still raising money to increase production of its anti-pollution mask. The mask is designed for drivers of bicycles and motorcycles. The product is designed to keep out harmful pollutants in the air, as well as viruses and bacteria. The makers of the Electron Wheel say anyone can turn a traditional bicycle into an electric-assisted cycle in just 30 seconds. The company says the wheel, which replaces the front tire, has a powerful motor and can travel up to 80 kilometers. Several manufacturers have been demonstrating smart shower technology at CES. Users can control water flow and temperature from mobile devices, and in most cases also by voice, and can also play and sing along with music.
Kohler presented its Numi toilet, which it describes as the finest in personal comfort and cleansing. The device-connected machine includes programmable lights, plays music, and has a heated seat and foot warmer. Smart appliances seem to be the future of home kitchens. Several companies are launching fully programmable refrigerators that do a lot more than keep food cold. Samsung says its Family Hub creates shopping lists, orders food, and can see inside the refrigerator for you. It can connect with mobile devices to share information, play music, or even stream video from a Samsung TV elsewhere in the home. Finally, several smart toothbrushes were shown, including the Magic model from Colibri. The company says the product is the first in the world to use augmented reality to educate children on the best methods for cleaning teeth. It records user movements and shows the child, in a fun, interactive way, the best ways to brush. I'm Brian Lynn.